start that you had, and what sort of hope does that give you for the future?
I was getting comfortable, you know. I was getting the hang of it. You know, I hadn't played a full game since the preseason, the last preseason game, so it had been 3 weeks, about a month, and, you know, I was just getting the hang of it, getting comfortable with everybody. You know, it's a new system. You know, I'd only been here 2 weeks, and they threw me in the fire. So, you know, I was getting comfortable. I thought I was doing pretty well until the injury happened.
How much does that taste of, you know, real NFL action and performing well in your debut kind of motivate you to, you know, bounce back?
That's a lot, you know, for sure. You know, once you play and, you know, you like, you can tell yourself, you know, I can do this, I can play in this league. You know, that's a huge motivator for me, because that's really what everybody in this locker room that's ever never been in a regular season game before, you know, I think that's what everybody wants to know. They want to know, like, can I play in this league? Can I do it? And I think I answered my own question.
Did Bill Callahan say something after that game?
I had a bunch of coaches and teammates from the Redskins reach out and say really nice things. So that was nice. You know, I have a lot of good friends and good people over there. Yeah. I mean, I think I got lots of positive feedback from all the coaches and the upstairs and the front office people as well here. So everything's it's looking forward in the future. I got to put my own work in right now and get back.
And how do you keep your chin up after something like that happens?
You know, it hurts. You know, it's not something I wanted to happen, but I can't look back and say I could have done anything different. You know, things like this happen sometimes. They're out of your control. And that's usually the motto I tell myself is, you know, control what you can control, and I'm just going to move forward with it.
How did it actually happen? I mean, did somebody roll up on you? Or?
Somebody stepped behind the back of my foot while I was, like, twisting. So my foot basically got stuck in the ground while I was moving backwards, so it rotated. So, like, when was...
Did you know right away?
Yeah, I guess the quintessential ACL is like the pop or whatever. Yeah, it popped.
This gotta be the hardest position to play on the line. You're playing against a good defensive front. To be able to step in there like that in your first start at center, and you guys rushed for what you did and you functioned the way that you did, you have to feel pretty good about that, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, we didn't win the game, but, you know, that's everything there. But as far as, you know, me and my first start and everything, you know, I was getting comfortable, like I said. I was happy until obviously the end of the game there.
Have you been picking the brains of guys who've gone through this before in rehab?
I reached out to a couple people I know that have had this happen, and I reached out to my college trainer, who I'm still really close with. You know, everybody's kind of said the same thing. You know, time frame wise, you know, it's going to be, you're going to be fighting to get your knee stronger again once it's healed.
Is there some level of comfort in the fact that guys come back from this all the time now and they come back and play really well? I mean,
yeah, because I had no idea. I mean, this is one of the first injuries I've had, so I knew nothing about the ACL. You know, obviously I was really worried when it first happened and they told me it was torn. You know, I'm like, I remember Friday Night Lights with Booby Miles. I'm like, I hope the technology is better nowadays. And so I talked to some people and they're like, no, you're gonna have no problem coming back from it.
How many starts did you make it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you had all that experience under your belt. Some people try to step into the job with fewer starts, but do you think that helped all the experience that you had just after the ball, shotgun?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And that it's kind of disappointing to me because I went 36 straight games. So that was, you know, something I was trying to live a long legacy, but one game.
Had you ever had a surgery of any kind before?
Yeah, I had a scaphoid on my left hand with the screw put in, but I mean, I think I was out for a month and a half, 2 months, and that was it. And that was my redshirt year in college. Okay. I did it in high school, and I didn't even know it. That was it.